Okay. Okay. So you might say it was real hot outside and I quite a lot in the sun and I...
Well, do whichever one. My, this here nephew that you saw here, he gets wet constantly, all day long, unless he's sitting by a fan or where some cool comes. All day. And my sister the same way. Just wet with it. And the deodorants and all this other stuff that people use, it doesn't keep them from sweating or perspiring, whichever way you want to use it.
Using the word sweat, you'd say, if it's real hot, say it was hot outside and he, what, a lot in the sun and he...
Well, whichever word you want to use.
Using the word sweat, you'd say he...
Okay, he did quite a lot of sweating.
Okay, but you say, what I'm getting is, you say he sweated a lot in the hot sun or he sweated a lot or...
Sweated.
That's what you'd say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Or I'd say he perspired a lot.
Okay.
Either way. Well, some people use one word and some another. The other.
A sword that comes to a head is called a...
Yeah.
You know it.
Like a little pimple on you and has a little white... It's a...
Like a little pimple on you and has a little
come
white...
Come to a head. Well, I guess that's what you call it. Come to a head.
What about one that's a name that... starts with a B?
A boil?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that would be one. A pimple?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call rising? Or
a rising, yes.
Carbuncle?
Yes, they all do that. A pimple or a rising or a carbuncle or whatever. All those things do. They do have that little white at the top.
Uh-huh. Is a carbuncle the same thing as a boil?
No, I think they're a little different because they have a different name. That's the only reason I know. I never saw one. I've seen boils. I've never seen anybody have anything they call a carbuncle.
That's the only reason I know.
I imagine they're practically the same thing.
I've seen boils.
Almost, maybe.
Have you heard of carbuncle?
Yes.
I might.
But I've never seen one. All that I've ever seen is called a boil. And I don't think I've ever seen but one of those.
But I've never... all
the stuff that comes down is cold. Yeah. Well,
I don't know what you call it.
What, you never had a boil
or? I've never had any of those things. I've never even had a pimple. I don't know what you call it. The fluid?
Yeah.
I've never even had
that stuff that.
The stuff that you mash out, I guess it'd be called a fluid.
Say, you say a bee stung me, my hand did what?
The place swelled.
Okay. And you say when you get a blister, you know,
the place swelled.
What comes out of that's called?
Oh, it's we call it water, I guess.
Okay. And say someone got shot or stabbed, you say you got a doctor to look at the
wound.
Okay. And if a wound doesn't heal back right, sometimes it gets a sort of quite granular.
You may get infected.
But sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum.
Yes.
Do you know what they call that?
I'm not sure that I do.
Yeah, some kind of flesh.
Oh, proud flesh. Yes, I've heard of that.
Have you heard it pronounced differently?
I've heard it called proud flesh. What else do they call it?
I was wondering, you hesitated about the word flesh. I was wondering if you heard it.
No, that's what I've heard it called.
Okay.
Now, what have you heard it called besides that?
Well, basically that. But some people would say flash or something instead of flesh or cloud instead of proud.
Oh, proud flesh is correct.